This is Let's Talk Big, The Big Read, with Jane Berger and Jen Hazel. The Owens Community College Campus Read is taking place now and throughout the semester, with the goal of bringing awareness of different perspectives through books. The Campus Read book is What My Bones Know by acclaimed journalist Stephanie Fu. It's the story of her reckoning and healing by investigating the little understood science behind complex PTSD and how it's shaped her life. Here, sharing their insight about the book, What My Bones Know, is Owens Community College Director of Library Services, Jane Berger, and Professor of English, Jen Hazel.
Hello, everyone. We have with us today...
My name is Jody Wyman. I'm the Assistant Director of Advising here at Owens.
Tell us a little bit about what you do.
As Assistant Director of Advising, I work over in the advising office, helping students get signed up for their courses for the semester, helping them set up academic plans, answer any questions about prereqs and co-reqs, can answer general admissions questions, things of that nature. Basically getting the students ready for courses that they're going to take while they're here at Owens to work towards whatever degree or certificate they're looking into.
Can students start registering for spring yet?
Yes, we're currently registering for spring semester, and you can register up until even a little bit after the semester starts. And it's important for students or prospective students to make appointments with their advisor, either by calling the front desk phone number of 567-661-2387, or going on the advising website and setting up an appointment on the website, whereupon you'll be contacted to set up a time that would work best for you.
Can you tell us a little bit about why it matters that students register early and why, like, not to wait? Because I hear some students are like, well, I don't know if they're taking, like, Comp 1 and they have to take Comp 2. They'll kind of say, well, I need to know if I'm going to pass this class first. Why is it important that they register early?
It's important to register early because sometimes there's only a certain amount of sections for the courses. And if that course sets up as a co-rec or a prereq for other courses that you might have in that semester or in future semesters, you're going to want to make sure that you have that co-rec or prereq course with whatever grade is needed so that you can move on further into your degree. And especially if that class is only offered a certain semester, you want to make sure that you get registered as early as possible so that you don't end up having to wait another year for that course to come around if it's only offered a certain semester, for example.
Jody, this is Rob Thomas. I have the Broadcast Media Technology program under my belt and several students that are participating in that program. And we have courses that are only offered maybe once a semester. Can you stress again, you shared a little bit of information about that importance of coming in and talking to an advisor to help guide the student, especially when there are those one semester, once a year offerings.
Those are very important because, as you said, you have the broadcast media major. That's a good example of the previous semester might include courses of co-recs or prereqs that you need before you can, for example, sign up for your courses for the spring. You might need to make sure that you have certain courses taken in the fall, passed with certain grades, for example, before you can move on. And if you don't have those in the fall, then you wouldn't be able to register for the necessary courses in the spring, and it knocks off your sequence when the courses are only offered certain semesters, for example.
The importance of an advisor, especially when we have students that enter into for their first semester this spring, what is that experience like for students and for the advisor?
We certainly, when it's your first semester, we serve as a contact point for the students to let them know certain requirements that might be necessary to attend Owens as far as setting up coursework, for example. If you check in with your advisor, you can certainly make sure you're on the right track versus self-advising, which is not recommended. The advisor serves as a contact point for the student to get questions answered, make sure they're on the right track. And then we always have the slogan of we advise, you decide, but allowing us to advise you so that then you can make an informed decision basically sets you up for the best chances of being successful.
Would it be important because there only are so many advisors and so many appointments that would be another reason to come in early? Because by not waiting, you've spread out more time where there's more appointment times, and it's not when you go and there's 2 weeks left and then you go to sign up and you have to wait 2 weeks too to get an appointment. So would that also be a reason?
Yes, we have a certain amount of advisors within the four schools, and they assist with the students, and you might either have a half-hour appointment or a one-hour appointment. And throughout the day then, obviously, certain appointment times will fill up. And as we get closer to the start of the semester, more appointments are filled in. So if students wait to the last minute, they may have issue getting in for an appointment on the time frame that they wish because there may be no spots available. And we're pretty flexible with moving around our schedules when necessary and helping whenever we can. But there's only so many advisors and so much time in the day that we can assist them.
Thank you, Jody. We have some great news to share.
We do.
Our author is coming next semester on April 27th. As part of her giving a talk and signing books, we are also have a writing workshop that she is going to host. Stephanie Fu is going to host a writing workshop. If you would like to be part of that workshop, if you have to take any of these classes, BMT 111, which is our media writing class, Honors 201, which is an honors course, an interpretation seminar, or English 230, which is our creative writing course, you will be able to be there and participate in this workshop with Stephanie Fu. There's only so many seats in these classes, so you need to bust down the doors, get with your advisor, and get registered for these classes now. If you are a student who has already taken those courses or does not need those courses, there may be some extra seats. You can also email me at jennifer_hazel@owens.edu, jennifer_hazel@owens.edu.